Test 6. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Part 1. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. One. You overhear a woman talking on the phone about her new neighborhood.
Yes, I am glad I decided to move. I know the flat is smaller, but I really needed the change. No. I haven't been out after dark yet. I still haven't got over what happened last month. It's not easy to forget, you know. How did you know? They asked me to join as soon as I arrived, and I said yes, of course. It's worth the money because it keeps the kind of people who break the law away. Yes, I should be settled in by then, and I'd love to see you. Yes, I am glad I decided to move. I know the flat is smaller, but I really needed the change. No, I haven't been out after dark yet. I still haven't got over what happened last month. It's not easy to forget, you know. How did you know? They asked me to join as soon as I arrived, and I said yes, of course. It's worth the money because it keeps the kind of people who break the law away. Yes, I should be settled in by then, and I'd love to see you.
2. You hear a teenage girl talking about her relationship with her parents.
Mine have stopped asking where I'm going and who I'm going out with. You know, those annoying questions that make you feel like a little kid. And I know they don't go round asking other parents what I've been up to, like some of my friends' parents. That would really get on my nerves. If I do decide to tell them what I'm doing, they take my word for it. It helps me avoid being moody, like most of my friends who tell me how much their parents can drive them mad. Mine have stopped asking where I'm going and who I'm going out with. You know, those annoying questions that make you feel like a little kid. And I know they don't go round asking other parents what I've been up to, like some of my friends' parents. That would really get on my nerves. If I do decide to tell them what I'm doing, they take my word for it. It helps me avoid being moody, like most of my friends who tell me how much their parents can drive them mad.
3. You hear a man talking about the course he's doing.
I'd been thinking of starting my own business, but I wasn't sure about how to go about it. So I decided to register for a course at a local college. Surprisingly, there were quite a few people of my age who had the same idea as me on the course. I took this as a sign that I'd made a good decision, but up to now, I haven't learned anything new. I have made some new friends, though, and because two of them are interested in setting up the same kind of company as me, we've had a lot to talk about. Who knows? These friendships might become business relationships one day. I'd been thinking of starting my own business, but I wasn't sure about how to go about it. So I decided to register for a course at a local college. Surprisingly, there were quite a few people of my age who had the same idea as me on the course. I took this as a sign that I'd made a good decision, but up to now, I haven't learned anything new. I have made some new friends, though, and because two of them are interested in setting up the same kind of company as me, we've had a lot to talk about. Who knows? These friendships might become business relationships one day.
4. You hear a comedian talking on the radio.
It was the first time I'd been on stage abroad. Stand-up comedy is quite new on the continent, so I wasn't sure how the audience would react. Actually, I was advised not to go, because sense of humour varies from country to country, and I might not get the laughs. After some thought, I took the risk. I went to the Kookaburra Club in Berlin, where they have an English comedy night once a week. At first, I was worried about how quiet the audience was, but they soon warmed to me, and I can honestly say my act was well received. It was a relief, because you wouldn't be given that chance by audiences here, as they tend to give you a hard time if your jokes don't go down well right from the start. It was the first time I'd been on stage abroad. Stand-up comedy is quite new on the continent, so I wasn't sure how the audience would react. Actually, I was advised not to go, because sense of humour varies from country to country, and I might not get the laughs. After some thought, I took the risk. I went to the Kookaburra Club in Berlin, where they have an English comedy night once a week. At first, I was worried about how quiet the audience was, but they soon warmed to me, and I can honestly say my act was well received. It was a relief, because you wouldn't be given that chance by audiences here, as they tend to give you a hard time if your jokes don't go down well right from the start.
5. You hear a young woman talking about her hairstyle.
While I was looking for a costume to wear to a fancy dress party in the attic, I came across an old photo album. There were some pictures of me as a child, and they gave me quite a shock. I hadn't changed much at all. My hair was exactly the same, the length, the fringe, everything. Now I think I look more mature, which is exactly what I wanted, and I don't have to tie back my hair at work. And about the fancy dress party, the hairstyle looks a bit like one that was in fashion in the 1920s and worn by an actress called Louise Brooks, so I'll probably go as her. While I was looking for a costume to wear to a fancy dress party in the attic, I came across an old photo album. There were some pictures of me as a child, and they gave me quite a shock. I hadn't changed much at all. My hair was exactly the same, the length, the fringe, everything. Now I think I look more mature, which is exactly what I wanted, and I don't have to tie back my hair at work. And about the fancy dress party, the hairstyle looks a bit like one that was in fashion in the 1920s and worn by an actress called Louise Brooks, so I'll probably go as her.
6. You hear a man and a woman talking at the cinema during the interval.
Hilary, did you notice that actor who made those funny faces?
You mean the one in the flowered shirt?
Yes, that's him. I know him. We were at school together. He was in the year above me. His name's Stephen Riddle.
Come on, that's what you said about that person on the news last week. Anyway, how come you've never mentioned him? I thought I'd met all your best friends.
First, this is different. I'm sure this time. And second, he wasn't my best friend. Do you think it's impossible for me to know someone famous?
Okay, let's wait for the credits. But if you're wrong, I expect a big present for my birthday.
You're on. Hilary, did you notice that actor who made those funny faces?
You mean the one in the flowered shirt?
Yes, that's him. I know him. We were at school together. He was in the year above me. His name's Stephen Riddle.
Come on, that's what you said about that person on the news last week. Anyway, how come you've never mentioned him? I thought I'd met all your best friends.
First, this is different. I'm sure this time. And second, he wasn't my best friend. Do you think it's impossible for me to know someone famous?
Okay, let's wait for the credits. But if you're wrong, I expect a big present for my birthday.
You're on.
7. You hear a radio announcement.
Before we start tonight, a word about an interesting project which is being run by Temple Bar Traders Group and which is being billed as something which will make us all smile. Definitely something to welcome these days. Temple Bar Traders Group are inviting artists, designers and photographers, both amateur and professional, to submit images from which they'll choose 5 pieces to be enlarged and displayed in the Temple Bar area. The theme for the photos should be hope and brightness, and should aim to cheer up people as they walk through Temple Bar. So, if you have an idea and would like your photo to be displayed in Dublin City Centre, you should submit your entry by Monday week. Before we start tonight, a word about an interesting project which is being run by Temple Bar Traders Group, and which is being billed as something which will make us all smile. Definitely something to welcome these days. Temple Bar Traders Group are inviting artists, designers and photographers, both amateur and professional, to submit images from which they'll choose 5 pieces to be enlarged and displayed in the Temple Bar area. The theme for the photos should be hope and brightness, and should aim to cheer up people as they walk through Temple Bar. So, if you have an idea and would like your photo to be displayed in Dublin City Centre, you should submit your entry by Monday week.
8. You hear a teenager talking about something she heard on the radio.
I heard something about some research into how people see themselves. Apparently, most people think they're more attractive than they are. It's about right, because I've got a friend who's made up someone on Facebook. She took some photos of a model, made up a name and details, and do you know what happened? All these boys who have a high opinion of themselves started asking about her. And most of them who asked, well, as if they had a chance at all. I heard something about some research into how people see themselves. Apparently, most people think they're more attractive than they are. It's about right, because I've got a friend who's made up someone on Facebook. She took some photos of a model, made up a name and details, and do you know what happened? All these boys who have a high opinion of themselves started asking about her. And most of them who asked, well, as if they had a chance at all.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.